You know what I'm in love with on a Friday is usually food. And luckily we have Alison from BQ Blog in for the weekly feed. Tell us what we're talking about when it comes to Sydney's culinary excitements on offer.
Indonesian food this morning.
Yes. Fantastic.
I thought you were going to say you're in love with me.
Well, I do love our chats.
So we're talking about Indonesian food. There's been a little bit of a decline lately in some of the places around the city for Indonesian food. So there was a couple of places that were open for a while and have closed down. And I'm pleased to see there's a few new places popping
bit
up.
Bit of a revival.
Yeah, which is great.
Well, we were in love with it for quite a while, weren't we, as a city? And maybe we just overdosed on it a bit.
Yeah, and I think sometimes ebb and flow of student populations.
Hadn't thought about that.
Is a thing. So, you know, you have a concentration around UNSW and there's often a lot around in the inner city here, around Chinatown. So I think, you know, as sort of people come and go the desire for good Indo food
is around.
Yeah.
So what are these new places?
Okay, so the best one that we've been going to quite a bit is called Medan Chiak in Surry Hills. So, or as we prefer to call it, East Central. and it's really the Darlinghurst end of Surry Hills. The Redfern end.
East Central.
East Central. And so, and this food comes from Medan in Sumatra. So, which is a little bit different to a lot of the other Indonesian food you might find around, which is often more the Padang style. So you walk in, you choose what you want on your plate and
it all gets popped on.
It all gets popped on and there's a lot of meat and not very many vegetable options, which suits me fine.
Same.
So this is a little bit different. And there's a big Chinese community in Medan. So you've got pork on the menu.
Wow.
Yeah, roast pork and in the Char Kway Teow you'll get Chinese sausage.
Yum.
So it's a little bit different to a lot of the other places that are around. So that makes it quite fantastic. On weekends, they do specials. Every weekend there's a different special and it's packed on a weekend. But it's worth going, but be prepared to queue.
My first Char Kway Teow was in Redfern. It was at the Redfern Hotel. This is going back to the 90s. A chap had opened up in the kitchen there and it was jam-packed with Chinese sausage, and I've been disappointed ever since then that no other Char Kway Teow.
You'll have to go.
Actually just explained to me why. I've never understood before.
That's right. So there's lots of lovely big juicy prawns in it.
Yum.
It's a good version. So the other things that we've had there are something called a nasi uduk bakar complete.
Loving the pronunciation, but yeah.
It's practiced. And nasi uduk is prawn rice. So you get it's rice wrapped in banana leaves and steamed with little tiny little prawns. So it's really delicious. And then it's served with fried chicken. So that's the bakar style chicken and some tempeh and some eggplant and it's fabulous.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, that's one of their weekend specials. On the main menu, so you've got the Medan Char Kway Teow, you've got lontong, which is a curry soup in a way is the best way to describe it, thicker than a laksa. And you get these cubes of compressed rice in it and vegetables.
I've never even heard of this.
It's wonderful. So that's a really great different style of eating. Instead of laksa and noodles, you can have this and it has these rice cubes and vegetables in it. That's wonderful.
Sounds so gourmet. I just need to double check because I know it won't be, but we're talking normal BQ style dining here.
It is.
Because this sounds like something I'd be paying $20 a plate for.
And it's not. And
wow.
This is the great thing. So like Surry Hills is normally a little bit of, I must say, a no-go zone for our normal food adventures. So we're excited that this place has popped up and is kind of a breath of BQism in a very devoid of BQ world.
Stealing that entirely.
And it's really close to, if you come through the Devonshire Street Tunnel, it's really close off just up Elizabeth Street. So it's at 460 Elizabeth Street.
Wonderful.
So it's not far really from Central Station to go up. It's a really great place and as I said, it's jam-packed on the weekend. You've got to write your name down.
Love it.
To queue, but it's totally worthwhile. Now, the other thing I have to mention is the desserts on the counter. It's Berber Sumsum is a coconut pudding with sugar, like gula melaka sauce on top, and little rice dumplings. And if you don't get that, you
are going to be disappointed for the rest of your life.
Exactly, yeah. And the one with pandan as well is just so good.
All right, give us the name of the place again.
Medan Chiak.
Medan Chiak.
In 460 Elizabeth Street, and it's fantastic.
Alison, I'm assuming there's a review up on the blog already?
Not yet, because we're still busy exploring the menu, so we're getting there. Hopefully next week.
All right, but if people want to check that out anyway, the address is?
460 Elizabeth Street.
And the address for the blog?
Is b-kyu.com.
And we'll make sure there's a link to that on the 2SER website. Alison, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.